If they weren't taped, somebody would want to.
We're learning from the Chinuch Shiur Thursday night, oral or something. Well, Asar B'Tevis was Tuesday, and it's now Thursday night. Orly Yud Gimel Tevis. And it's Thursday night, and we're learning Mosach. You know, I'm like a mental block, remember? Musach.
Like a garage.
A shuruk. I don't know what the word means. I know what it means. It's about the pronunciation. A shuruk. Okay. A shuruk. It's called a shuruk.
Yeah. Not a kibbutz.
And a malupim. Okay, gimel. Which I don't know what the Eitans are doing. Oh, Amish. Yeah, would have known. I would have pushed. Korkosafti, the midi in a shir, kachir also ben atayra. Okay. Kaini askomus achronim the like chacham svid has to be achila. But that's what he means by the difference of the chacham svi. But anything that needs that requires a shir, so chazi shir also min atzara. We must have chazi shir shabris, but chazi shir ben arbayim. And Yischayov, I guess, was skila, tzra, chorus. No, the mitarif, I guess, on the same Shabbos. Ben tzorach shir chazi shir arikayim, b'shor shoyis chazi shir asheni. It was always a shayla by hoyah and by such malachas. Let's say you destroy it, it's not in the world anymore, so there's nothing but starif. I am from Begodim, but Sicha, Koyledos, or Chashabas. The topic was that, Yishabal Haitzah was there, because you're not over Haitzah. But a Haitzah is more purposeful than Ma'amer, meaning you see in the Gemara, like this 10 Mishmayas about different Shiurim and Haitzah. So the Shiur of Haitzah is always a meaningful amount, like, you look at the purpose of what you're taking out. It's almost as if we're looking at it that you're taking it out to use. And we always like chesed what the use is, and we go with the minimum shear. Let's say a piece of cloth you would use for this, a piece of paper you would use for that, a piece of wood you would use for that. So, okay, so Haitzah is not surprising that you need the first half to be around when you do the second half. And the other malachas is Mesupik, besides Achila, obviously. But there is no Achila in Malachas HaMikdash, so. But that's what he's talking about. Things which need a shear that are not Achila. When he was overcome by Ma'amer, Derech Marshall, so Dibbe Katsi Gregor's Devela, he put it on that string, you know. Taraka Chifrit also, because of a Dibka. The same one. You know what this is like? This is like eating half of his ayahs and you vomit it out and it's a royal achila and eat it again. It's more Thailand and Kulin.
He said right away.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't even peek. If Chayyab keep the emek and grow good, I will make my achila. The Machal Chassis Dias, not very nice. The Hiki, because of the Achal, Chayyab keep it. Just you shouldn't be. I think I'm an idiot. My knee's on a different side of the page, and I didn't turn the page. So if I what is Rabbi Mulder's finger? It's an idea. Like, oh, after Shoma Kaponim Hanos Goronikis, Ayn Raman Perik Yidal, Mimachos Asuros, Halacha Gimel, Avol Babi Shure Shabbos, the Torah Omer Shir, the Rabbi Dabba Choshos. You can't keep it in a Kibregus, like Shai Achiv, after Kofal Hachatzi Shir, Shai Fomen, the Torah Chion, because Allah Zen, they're borrowed, they ain't a Chayim, because I gather the Kofal Hachatzi Shir, because you don't have a Dabba Choshos. By Achila, it might be different. The Nadoim of Achila doesn't make a nose goron of a Kazayas. Because it's starfish, in other words. Here, he did the labor of Ma'amer to a Gregorius, but there was no Gregorius being the Samer at any point in time. So that's his question. Can you be mitzara? And his maskana is that he holds in svara, you cannot. Ein chulun tzai perigit anoshe, kub gimel amit beiz, the Rambam perig yudalad nehamachos, asuras alocha gimel.
A little bit the union of if it's the maisa or the result.
Yeah. If the mechaz chinuch is good for anything, it's to give someone an impetus to say ishtikol Torah. And we're going on now to dosh. You know, maybe it's time you memorize the Lama Tess Malachi. What are they?
I wasn't born. Nobody told me. I would have prepared to go before.
Put Choresh first.
No, we'll go into this. Choresh.
What?
I mean, Choresh and then
what?
Choresh.
Yeah.
And then,
how do you plan something? Come on, Sidur the Pops. Oh,
Zriya Choresh.
Whoa. Harisha, Zriya.
Katsira. Oh, man.
You plow the ground, then you plant it, or you plant it and then plow it.
Harvest it.
And you harvest it.
And then you plant it.
And you ma'amer it.
Oh. I thought we did Tolish.
What?
What's Tolish?
Tolish is kotzer.
Oh.
By hand.
Right.
Kotzer is usually referring to with an implement.
Right.
And Kotzer and Tolish is by hand.
Right. And ma'amer.
Ma'amer. And now we're up to dosh.
Does ma'amer follow by gathering it together?
What?
Does it follow logically also ma'amer by gathering it together?
Yeah. What do you think? If that's a good way to define it?
It comes in the flow?
Yeah.
You're gathering the sheaves together.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I still have trouble understanding. Usually malacha is obviously something creative. And it's like a significant step in the process. Obviously, ma'amer is considered that. You know, I'm not a farmer, so I don't know. Like, it doesn't seem like such a significant step. You're just, like, you know, gathering things together. Like, nothing really changes. It's not like, meikara korilei, maybe, yeah. Meikara korilei shiboles. And then now it's called
even as a different shame. You call it like a bundle.
Yeah.
Like a bundle of
things. Right.
Also, especially if they have to be.
Maybe from
Shibboleth,
now it's called a. Omer. Omer. It's called Omer.
I don't know if this together. It has to be stuck together. So.
Yeah. You mean there. Yeah, but ironically, that's the Tolda. You're right. It somehow becomes more logical by Igulei Tvela. Because it sort of becomes like a different entity.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the Tolda, not the Ov. The Ov is taking, you know, okay, Vihina, Anachnu, Malumim, Alumim, Betocha, so that's what they were doing the dream. They were being Ma'alim, Alumim. But you see in Peah, when you learn about Shikha, you see really it's very, where your Shokheach is very important. On the shikha, when you're collecting the sheaves to put them in one place, and then you're collecting all the sheaves that were collected, and you're bringing it all to the place of the disha. And there's shikha here. Is there shikha there? Okay, dosh for you city people. I'm a city person myself. Gosh, let's say you gotta get the kernels out of the store. You're getting the kernels out of the store. So they would, I think, beat it. Sometimes you have cases in the morning, they would have the animal walk on it. Right? They would put it like to us, like a carousel, round and round, and the animal would. And you'd hang the carrot like right in front of them. And you'd be chasing the carrot.
That was technology.
That was their technology. Anyway.
And that was Eli Whitney, the cotton gin. Cotton gin, wasn't that?
But that was a machine.
Right, that was the first time it was made into a machine.
Right, so you didn't have to do it by hand. You whack it with your hand.
Rabbi Victor Miller of the South says that. Explaining the flow of history, he said people were higher class of Rhea, so they had slaves working for them. The reason in world history slavery became like bad and everybody stopped having slavery is because people are not zoiche to have other people working for them anymore. So they had animals working for them. Then the Industrial Revolution happened because people further sunk and we're not even zoiche to have animals working for us anymore. So Hashem brought about the Industrial Revolution because we're not even zoiche to have animals working for us anymore. So you have dumb machines. You
know. Yet the standard of living keeps going up.
It's a different measure. Everything Hashem works, you know, there's wheels within wheels within wheels. The standard of living goes up. You know, let me tell you something. When I was young, I'm an old man now. I am like really old because my friend just became 70. So they used to be sure that all the technology that was. When I moved to Israel 22 years ago, a fax machine was still a shtickel chiddush. And in America, no one had cell phones. And they used to say, like, wow, in Israel, like, your average person has a cell phone. Wow. But in America, no one had cell phones. And so a fax machine was a chiddush. So, also, everybody talked about time-saving devices. Right? A paperless office, they used to talk about it. And so, for whatever reason, for better or for worse, offices have more paper than ever. Everybody's making copies of everything, and you're printing everything out. And then you're going over to the Xerox machine, and you're giving everybody in the office a copy. The Sheamus bins are overflowing. And either what are people doing already with the time they saved, or nobody's saving any time. They're in the office for much longer hours. Like, there's no time-saving devices. So you say, what about technology? Like Disha. Anyway, so the Disha, the Malach of Disha is... You're being oiker the kernels from the stalks. The Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis Hadosh. I don't know. Menapet is with. Oh, he says what? Menapet. Kula Malachacha saying just referring. Upir Shashi. Menapet is pishtum begivolim flax seeds from whatever their stalk's name is givolim. I don't know how it grows, obviously. In Hebrew, there's different verbs when you are kosher. There's different verbs for different fruit. I don't think it's just like linguistically cool. It's probably because you're doing something like a different action. You know? Here, I don't know. Menapet is pishtum begivolim. Menapet is semer gefen, that's cotton. So for the boll weevil, well, it's cotton. Pink the bale of cotton. Lachi kari niput delay told of the dosh below correlate told us menapets the semer. Now there's another malacha of menapets semer. I think it means to comb it out and to untangle it in preparation for making it into thread. In preparation for spinning it into thread. So you say, oh, menapets, wow, but it has nothing to do with it. The menapets here is and the niput of cotton, it has to do with dosh, it has nothing to do with the menapets of tzemer. The tzorach loyim of the menapets of tzemer in a binyan zeklal. It's smoothing out the tangled wool. Or whatever is tangled. Well, Rambam Paraktes Alichad Beis because of a Menapet, it's a Semer because a pishdon chayo mishumenapets. Yeah, that because you're combing it out. Achkan near the menapets migivolin lo havi menapets plal ragdosh. Why didn't say the chayodim because of the chayo kan mishumenapets gam came? I don't know why, but that. If Rashi kan lo mashma came. Where's Menapes? What number is Menapes? Right after, probably after Gozes. No, Hamalabain. Hamalabain. Right before Hatsovea.
Yeah. Very, very short.
Yeah, it's combing. I'm pretty sure it's combing it out. Yeah, Sorek Semeru Pishten. Short Dvarim. Yeah. Okay. I think to take peas out of a pod is dosh. They're connected to the.
It seems very logical.
They're connected. They're not just sitting in the pod and you're opening it up and taking them out. They're connected to the pod. Popping them out. I believe that's like classic dosh. I believe. Adosh ki Gregory is chayo ve'in disha lebegidui karka. Ve'in disha lebegidui karka. I think this is where nursing comes in. I guess maybe a person is called gidui karka. This is where, you know, pumping milk. This is where milking comes in. Milking is considered disha. Milking is called disha. The milk is inside,
you're
part of the goof, and you're.
Doesn't have to be connected.
It's connected pretty much. It's part of the goof of the animal. It's not just It's not sitting in a box and you're opening the box. You have to pump it out. You're not just opening the door and it falls out. You're pumping. That means it's connected. It's sitting. It's there. You have to use force to get it out. I don't know if it has to be connected, but you have to use force to get it out. It's not just sitting there. You have by dam, you have the shayla and tzubis, dam mitkat pocket or mitla bala. Is it just sitting there? What about the dam basulim? Is it just sitting there and when you break the basulim, so it just comes out? Or is it like a wound where the blood is in my body and when I get a cut, like I bleed, and that's called mekar ka'apker. The blood's like being emitted from the body. Not just what?
Not dash. That would be dash.
Well, yeah, or there's another malach of shochet. It might be shochet. But yeah. Okay. Minishir Gregor's Kachol Shire Shabbos Lachilu, Soma Lachila, Kamashikos Rabba Mayel, Halacha Gimel, Gabi Kaitra, and Rabba Magad, Vivur, Bosom, Chisat, and Ishmael. Umaze Dosh, Lopirish Arambam. Okay. Meikar Shame Dosh, Ubetvua, Umanapes, Umanapes, Gamkain Dosh, the Kula Malocha Akasain, Kamashavenu, and Mala. It's, you're doing the same thing, really, to different plants. Risi ba'oruch erich dosh kosav pirish hamafarek min ha'ochel psoles shehi mechuberes lo. I don't know, your average stalk of wheat, you're expelling the kernel, you're not expelling the psoles. Umakin also, umechen also the zriya. Yeah, because the kernel is not enough. The kernel.
What does Zriya mean? Zora?
No, Zora. We throw it up to. Well, they used to do Zriya in the wind, because you would dust the kernels, so the kernels also. So they got out of the stalk, but they also got out of the casing that the kernels have. Protective casing, and it was broken, so So now you want them to get rid of the psolas and be left with just the kernel. That's Roy Lachila. So they did it through Zriya, and then they had to do Boer, because there was still pebbles mixed in. What? Yeah, I don't know. I know it's complicated, because in art school we once tried to clarify it clearly, and it was very hard. There was a mascona, it's not a secret, but I don't remember what the mascona is, like what's the bran and what's the whole wheat and what's the... So I don't know what he means by hamafarik mena ochel psoles shibuchu bereslo. Mechen also the zriya. Osha mafarik mena ochel dover shu mechuber. Oh, that's the classic.
Pishtin ochel is lav dafka ochel.
I don't know yet.
Because we started talking about pishtin in December. That's not ochel.
Okay, dover shu mechuber mechen also lachila. I don't know. Okay, I told him shechitim. Vchadomim and ashibolim. Afsha shibolim nitlashu. The shibolim were already cut down. Komakom hagarin, hagarinim, the seeds, meaning the kernels, b'chuborin b'shiboles, they're connected to the shiboles, to the stalk, ki yadua. So hatolash ma'am b'derech disha, the way disha is normally done, chayim mishum dosh, shemafari ka'ochel me'apsoles, okay, here you're taking out the ochel, the psoles, you're getting out the kernel. They're in their casing, we'll call it. He throws through a rock. I mean, it means like a
clod of earth.
Piece of mud, I think it is.
Clod
of earth. To a deco tree. But also tamri, and the tamarim fell down. Chayev shtayim, mishun tolesh and mishun mefarik. The tolesh we can understand, it's connected to the tree, and you're being tolesh. Again, it's a tolda of kotzer. The sarek is, I think, because you have the dates, they sit on this. Dates, like, are all in this.
And it hangs
down. What?
A bunch of them.
Yeah, but it hangs down. It's like, great. So when you knock one out, so you will kotzer it from the tree, but also it's called mefarek. You mefarek it from that thing. So we'll see. Let's learn the Gemara. Ravashi Yomar ain't derech Felicia Bekach, ain't derech Krika Bekach. Upirish Rashi, Ravashi Yomar ain't derech Felicia Bekach. Upirish Rashi, the ain, Adidei Zrika, that's not a normal way to do it, it's called a major Shinui. Elabiyado Bekli. Venera. Every kosher should be mefarik also. I think that's the Rav's question. Kain eshkol, like a, what's it called, an eshkol, a cluster. The eshkol nitlash min ha'ilon, if the eshkol comes loose from the tree, chayim shem tolesh, chinepat bekarka, and then it falls down. That's what the Ram describes. It falls down when it frokim atzmar min ha'eshkol, they come loose. So chayim shem afarek, because you did that, that's a direct result of your action. You knocked it out of the tree. So you
want to Rashi run?
I don't know what Rashi holds yet. But meanwhile, this
from the branches.
If that's what Rashi means. If that's what Rashi means. Yeah. Yeah, Beni Maven. If Nitla Shoeshkol, Vachakar Hasparko Atzmorim, Chayav Lidvoro Mishamafarek, the Lama Emolchi Min Amachubar Adayan, who told us Atzmorim Baaswa Min Oeshkol, Hasparko Atzmorim Min Oeshkol, in other words, Rashi's learning, you got out a date. You still got out a date from the cluster. So when Hasmina is asking that it's mashman from the Ran, that to be chayah from a farek, you have to get the date out of the cluster, dafka when the cluster is tolish. But if you get the date out of the cluster when it's mechuber, then it's not going to be mefarek, and that's what he doesn't understand. Why not? Tolish atzmora ba'atzmo min o'eshkol the spark of atzmora min o'eshkol lama lo yuschayev from a farik you get lama yigora why is it worse me mechuber mi tolish vadim kaisa kola eshkol and all the dates are still mechuber to the cluster and you just cut down the cluster vadim mechuborim ain't the mefarik. Who's he asking on? It's not clear what Rashi holds on.
I would say it's because the mice is he's taking it off of the tree. You wouldn't say he's separating it from the cluster.
Yeah. It's different. Maybe, yeah. Rashi period and before I got some of the so he's learning in Rashi you threw a cloud of earth and you knocked a tumor out of the eshkol. So he doesn't see what the Ran. He doesn't like the Ran. He likes Rashi. It's Mepharic. The Ran sounds like to be Mepharic, it has to be Tolish. The cluster has to be followed. Now you take a date out of the cluster. But, okay, we'll stop here. The nace is over.
Good.
Yeah, but the nace is over.
Yeah, but it worked. It's not as good cheer.
The nace.